Welcome back to another episode of Nation Y. For those who are actually watching us, you know, the setup is looking a bit different, and that is because we are at the Mecca of cricket, Kensington Oval. And a special thank you to Kensington Oval Management Inc. for sponsoring this episode. And it's quite fitting for our guest that we have on today's episode, and I'll go ahead and let him introduce himself.
Hi guys, I'm Nikhil Uttamchandani. I am a cricket commentator, and I've spent more time at this place than my own house in the last 2 weeks, so it's great to be back.
Nice. And you know, CPL has been going on. How has that been for you?
It's always a different feeling, to be honest. Last night was thinking about what is so unique about the CPL experience. I just find, obviously, the fact that it's at home is something very close to my heart. The fact that you bring together so many different people, West Indian people, all around the region celebrating one thing. It truly is amazing, man. I find I'm so grateful to be a part of what this tournament has become. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the one time of the year that I just feel like a different person.
Where did it all begin for you? Where did this love for cricket start?
Well, obviously there's the love for cricket and then the commentary. Mm-hmm. Two different things, but the love for cricket has always been there. I remember, you know, from as young as 6, 7 years old, constantly watching cricket. Like, we had a cricket channel at home, Willow at the time. I just all day, anytime came in from school, ran to the TV, watched cricket. And I don't even know why, because my parents weren't massive cricket fans. Mm-hmm. My uncle was a cricketer. He played at like club level. So I think he exposed me first. And then I think through there, it was literally eat, sleep, breathe cricket. Everything to do with cricket, I was a part of. And obviously, at that age, as I got to 10, 11, 12, my goal was, I want to play cricket for the West Indies. I want to play cricket professionally. But then you realize that, you know, at the end of the day, only 11 people can go out onto the field. Mm-hmm. So at an early age, I started to realize that, you know, my calling was headed and geared more towards a commentary path. Mm-hmm. And that began at the Wanderers Cricket Club. Gary Bell, who is well known for streaming cricket in Barbados, he gave me the first opportunity to commentate. And I remember after that, just begging him every week, please set up your camera, please stream this game so I could commentate. Begging people, you have 2 hours, you have 1 hour, you have half an hour, mm-hmm. come and commentate with me. Because you obviously need 2 people to do it. So yeah, it's been interesting, man. I would have never predicted things to turn like this. You know, I used to say, like, if I could commentate Test cricket before the age of 25. I remember coming here in 2019. Jason Holder got a double 100. Wow. And I met, like, Ian Bishop, Nasser Hussain, some of the best commentators, in my opinion, in the world. And I remember saying to myself, if I could commentate Test cricket before 25, I feel like I've accomplished my dreams, and I was able to do that. So my dreams have changed. It's one of my dreams, but I still have some more goals that I need to achieve.
And I love that for you. I love it. And when did you start commentating here at Kensington itself? Or when were you?
So at Kensington, that would have been a few years ago, at CPL. I think 2023 was my first season of the CPL on TV. I did some radio commentary and stuff before. I did obviously some other games, but in terms of professional cricket, it was the CPL back in 23. Remember that season, Rakeem Cornwall scored 100 here, did the bat drop. It was outstanding, man. The crowd, I think it's just my happy place. Like, people always say, like, you know, you're constantly going, how do you do it and stuff? But like, it doesn't ever feel like that, because I enjoy being here probably more than being lyman or being at home. Or I love coming to work. I love learning about the game. And that's what I think cricket is, why I think cricket is so unique. Mm-hmm. There's always something being evolved. There's always something to learn, always something to add.
Take us back to when you first would have commentated on a professional level versus now. What has changed? How have you evolved as a commentator?
Start your day with the Nation News ePaper. Enjoy the accessibility and new upgrades of the Nation News ePaper daily, whether on our mobile app or Nation News website. For added convenience, use our new audio read feature, which reads the newspaper aloud, or look in the archives for any publications you may have missed. Get your news, your time, your way with the Nation News ePaper and enjoy our new upgrades.
Every day, I think, I hope to learn and get, even if it's 1% better. But a lot has changed, because when you first enter, you're obviously trying to absorb as much as possible. I find probably the biggest thing is the art of talking less. And that is what TV commentary is all about, like complementing the pictures, because everybody's seeing the cricket. It's not like radio where you can't see anything. You're seeing it at home. But then it's like, how do you add a few words to what you're seeing to make everything come together, to educate the viewer and add value? So obviously, and I still think probably sometimes I talk too much. People are like, this guy is annoying. But I think probably that has changed the most, where you just learn the art of being succinct and you learn the art of less is more.
Yeah. Awesome. And you've also been the public relations officer for the Barbados Royals at the time they were the Tridents. What was that like for you?
Yeah, that gave me everything. I think that's where, you know, things really picked up for me, because in 2019, the ownership of the franchise changed. And I remember having a conversation with the owners. I say conversation, I literally was begging them, please give me, I'll do anything just to be around cricket, to be just a part of it. And I, at that age, I don't even know what I was thinking, because I wasn't really like, it wasn't a move that I thought, oh, I could, you know, become a commentator through this. But I thought just the fact that the CPL is something I've been going to from forever. From the time I was like 8, 9 years old, I would come here every year for the CPL, sit in the Greenwich and Haynes stand at the corner, scream at players, autograph. So now the whole idea of getting to be part of a team was really exciting. So the first year, 2019, Tridents won the tournament. I was just mainly doing work at the party stand and at the home leg with the players and stuff. And then after that, I got the opportunity for the next 2 years to actually travel with the team. The CPL was in Trinidad and St. Kitts during the COVID years.
Yeah.
And for me, that's where, you know, you make a few connections, but also I thought that's where the majority of my learning took place. Because obviously you go from watching cricket on TV to now being a part of the game. So every game there's analysis, discussions in the dressing room, and then even making content. I think now in life and what I'm trying to do is also not just be a commentator, but be a content creator as well. And those few years gave me so much experience into social media, what it requires. I learned a lot, and I think the connections I made, the friends I made, and just learning about the game itself from those 3 years, that gave me my solid grounding and it gave me everything.
Now that you mention content creating, I think you have a really unique approach. I don't think I've seen many people take the approach that you have taken, because I've seen the videos on TikTok, on Instagram. Recently, I saw you ranking the teams. You know, what makes you sit down and think, this is what I should create for the day? How do you go about your content creation? What's the process like?
Ask me some tough questions. I've never been asked you before. Yeah, I don't know actually. Like, I have a note, a section in my notes where I just have like content ideas, and randomly sometimes just like doing something at home, washing a dish or cooking. I don't cook, but for people that cook, I guess sometimes ideas come into your mind. But the reason like content creation is such a big thing for me is because I always believe right now, like, the importance of trying to build brand, and especially for someone who hasn't played the game internationally.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that would be a good way for me to almost compensate for that. So I always find, at first it was always like, let me try to see if I can build, you know, some level of audience. And also I think it's then segued into a massive community of a lot of young people, but of all ages, who are just really passionate about the game, like myself. And I just love the fact that I'm able to, you know, refer different things. I learn so much from the comments of my videos and stuff. And then sometimes I would say the real grounding and basis of what I make is when I'm out there in the middle and I see something, or I'm at practice and I see something that I've never seen before, or I feel like someone at home would have no idea about. I want to not only know that for myself, but bring some light to that for other people as well. So that's mainly the reason now why I'm, you know, content creating and passionate about it.
Fantastic. And over the years, what has been some of your favorite moments commentating?
Doing Test cricket for sure, because I always think Test cricket is the pinnacle. I remember, you know, to do that first Test match, it was an unbelievable feeling, man. As I told you, like, I thought 25 minimum because of the prestige associated with the game. So that was a huge one for me. Commentating the CPL as well, just solely because of the fact that I've come here so much as a child. I used to leave school one, 2 o'clock, sometimes midday, beg my mother to write a note to the teacher saying that I have an appointment just to come and sit down in this stand. So definitely to walk on this field and be on the other side of things now, that was a huge one for me. And probably the same Cornwall 100 that he scored here.
Yeah.
Because I got to call that 100 and I thought I did pretty decently. I was proud of myself. So yeah, those come to mind for sure. But I mean, there's so many others, man. Yeah, a lot.
As such a young voice too in the game, how does that feel for you being surrounded by so many persons who are veterans, so many people that are experienced? How does that feel for you?
It can be intimidating at times, especially when you first break in, because you look around the industry, there are not a lot of young people. And I'm trying to tell like younger people now, broaden your horizons. Mm-hmm. I understand, because when I was young, everything for me in my teens was, I want to play for the West Indies. I want to play cricket internationally. And obviously that would be the main dream for many. But I try to tell young cricketers, like, just open your mind, because cricket has so many different avenues and you don't know what sort of the future holds. So it can be intimidating at times because you're around people that have played, you know, test cricket. They've done very well for the West Indies. But I find that's also a huge beneficial factor, because then you're able to learn so much about the game by having them. And the role of me and people that are sort of similar to me who haven't played the game professionally, but, you know, are commentating, I think the role of that person is to get the best out of those experts and those past players. So I do think there's a place for people like me, and I'm hoping other people can follow.
Lovely. And what is next for you? You've done so much already for the year, but what is next for you? What are you looking to do for the rest of the year into next year?
Yeah, obviously there are a few tournaments and stuff coming up. I can't really name them because they're not confirmed just yet. But look, I think I don't think I've made it, or I don't think I'm anywhere close to where I want to be as yet. But I'm privileged, right? This has been a couple of years now where I've been able to commentate cricket around the world. I've been able to commentate cricket at the international level. And recently, it's been coming to my mind, my next priority I want to do is inspire. Like, I was able to go to Pickwick, the cricket club, earlier this year and just talk to some younger people. A lot of people message me and ask, you know, how do we get into this? How do we start this? And it's always tough for me because I find there's no real path.
Yeah.
There's no chartered way. Like, if you do this, you're going to become a commentator. But if I could help, you know, a few people, because so many people have helped me in my life and still continue to help me every single day. If I could help a few people, you know, get over the fear of, oh, I didn't play, so can I become a commentator? How do I start, or what can I do? That would be special to me. So I always tell people, you know, social media is such a powerful tool now.
Right.
You get, when I was starting, I didn't have it at the degree or scale it is now. You put your work out, you start, you express your passion for the game, and people will find it. But if I could help a few people along the way of me doing my commentary obligations, then I think I'll feel really fulfilled.
Excellent. Akil, thank you so much for stopping by on Nationwide. It was a pleasure having you, and we look forward to seeing all the rest of great work that you will be doing.
Thank you so much. And I want to, of course, thank The Nation, because many people don't know this, but I actually interned at The Nation for a few years, and it was also very important to, you know, what I've learned. And I think the one thing about The Nation is that they always try to push the next generation. So when I was there, I was 16, 17, still in school, and it was summers and Christmas times, being able to come in and work under Ezra Short, Hayden Gill, and learn. And I think, you know, looking around at this podcast, seeing the guests you've had on, it's clear to see that those factors and those ingredients are still very alive at The Nation. So Nationwide Podcast, guys, check it out.
We appreciate that. And to all those listening, all those watching, tune in to another episode. And once again, thank you to Kensington Oval Management Inc. for sponsoring. We'll see you next time on Nationwide.